going to start?
Bienvenidos. Me llamo El Capitán Con.
Yeah, what do you say?
Say your name.
Oh, yeah. Gina.
What's up, everybody? We are back. We're a week late. We here, though. I'm your man, Sife.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 6. This is technically Episode 8. It might show up as Episode 9, but who's counting?
I didn't.
Yeah, man, I'm working on my Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm working on my Spanish because our granddaughter will be speaking some Spanish. I got to be able to catch her in the act of saying some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. We'll get there when I get there.
Hopefully you are staying.
High and right.
Positive vibes as always. If you guys want to check us out, you already know where to find us. It's in the description of our podcast, wherever you listen to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right, babe. Go ahead and hit him with one. Hopefully everybody's doing all right. Hopefully you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you stayed safe.
No shit.
July 4th is right around the corner. Holy shit. Yeah, hopefully you stayed safe. You were responsible. And did sustain any concussions in the process.
Right. Well, man. So many shootings, so many just dumb shit.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of that going on, man. Yeah. Please be safe. Please be careful. If you don't need to be in certain places, man, I don't know why you are. Anyway, with these gas prices, I ain't trying to go nowhere. I'm keeping it a buck with you right now. But definitely condolences to all the victims of the families, or the families of the victims that have lost their lives due to these countless just ridiculous shootings going on right now
for no reason,
unjustified stupidity,
people their own little tantrums,
man,
whatever,
man. Yeah, please be safe out there the best way you can possibly. Make sure you talk to your children about safety precautions. Put the phone down, always be observant, look around, all those different things that you know want to make sure, especially with your children, to incorporate in them too, to always be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, and don't hand them a gun either, just saying.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man, it's fucked up out there.
I say one mama's going to jail because she handed her daughter a gun so she would shoot some neighbor. I'm like, really?
That's what they doing out here? That's how they giving it up?
Yep. I'm like, seriously, 10-year-old.
I was going to ask, how old is the daughter? What was going on, though? Yeah.
That girl looked like she knew what she was doing when that mom handed her it.
Oh, well.
That's how sad it was.
I mean.
No.
Be careful out there, ladies and gentlemen, please.
The world is scary.
Man.
Totally scary.
All right, can we start off on a positive note now?
Get high.
Shit.
Go hug a fucking tree. Jesus.
Man.
You need it.
What's been new, woman?
Let's see. Well, speaking of tragedy, yeah, Kyle had a wreck.
Mm-hmm. Part of the reason why we weren't able to record last week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In case you guys were wondering. Some people have asked and reached out if he was doing all right and stuff. And yeah, he all right.
Yeah, he
his car ain't.
That boy. He was going down a dirt road. And mind you, we had 3 days of rain. We had pretty much 5 inches of rain.
More than that.
And so the way he gets to us, sometimes he takes the dirt road. And yeah, this time the dirt road didn't appreciate him being on it. So told him to get off and sent him through a field. So yeah, car wasn't in good shape, but went through barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
Got off.
Hit the ditch, went airborne, barbed wire fence.
So, but he's okay. He had a
knot on his head. It looked like Beldar cone head.
Another concussion.
Yeah.
Add it to the list of 50 of them.
Gotta watch him, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Caleb came into town. And
yes, we had our oldest boy in town. Yeah,
he came to town.
As a single-ish.
We had fun.
Yeah, we did have a good time with him here.
Yeah.
We definitely had fun. Spent a lot of money.
It's like a vacation, but we didn't go nowhere.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
We went to a real cool
arboretum type place.
Is that even how you pronounce that shit?
I don't know. I have no idea. I try to say, hey, Siri, arboretum, and it just doesn't do anything for me. Mine didn't say anything.
Yeah, the Mac was getting ready to go.
One moment.
See, told you.
But yeah, when I'm trying to do the speak to say it, I don't know. It doesn't know what I'm saying. So maybe it's not a word. I don't know. Maybe I made it up. But it sounds pretty.
It's not made up. It was on the building. But but it was cool. We'll have to post clips up online. I haven't posted really anything yet. I did have it in our IG story a few days ago, though.
Yeah, I put a little bit on my Facebook. But, or not my Facebook, my Instagram. But that's about it. I didn't post too much stuff.
Yeah.
Like I never do.
And my black ass went and played 18 holes of golf with the boys on Sunday morning.
They did. This last Sunday morning. I played hooky and said I didn't feel good, which I really didn't. But I really didn't want to go either.
Yeah, you would have been miserable.
I would have been.
But me and the boys went, and our daughter went, yep, and soon-to-be baby daddy went.
Mm-hmm,
first time he's ever played golf. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious watching him.
Yeah.
It was hilarious watching him. He's swinging at that motherfucker like a baseball. I'm like, bro, that's a golf ball. You got to. And I haven't played golf in over a decade. That's why I was like, damn, but you know what? I still wasn't too bad. I still got some Tiger Woods in me a little bit.
There you go.
I still had a little bit in me out there.
That's good.
Hell yeah, man. Then I was plagued with migraines for 2 days after that, but whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've been struggling with migraines. We got another 5 inches in like...
2 days, not even.
Actually, we got 5 inches in like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, so the garden's been happy as shit.
It is. It's completely happy.
Matter of fact, today's the first day the sun's even been out in like 3 years.
I know, and I was out all morning in it.
It don't look like Gotham City anymore.
No. But yeah.
And of course it wants to be a day like this and it ain't a fucking Saturday or Sunday. Fuck you, nature.
Right. Our weekend's going to be cloudy.
Let's go to storm and rain some more.
Yeah, Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Side, I'll be working, man.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I might go to the zoo Sunday.
Yeah, I'm working because we're going to be busy the next 2 weekends after this one. So.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Because our oldest son is getting ready to have a birthday.
Yes, he's going to be big 25.
He old as fuck.
So exciting. That is like the greatest age because your insurance drops. And just, that's it.
With the way he drives. He's scary behind the wheel, man.
Right. He just scared me.
But yeah, he's got a birthday coming up. 25, mom.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have a 25-year-old?
Hey.
My baby. You still sexy. Just tell him. How's it feel?
It's good. I mean, I'm
your
glad
oldest boy, 25.
Yeah, he's 25.
About
he's,
all that history you've been through with him
he
and everything.
He had an interview again for Quip Trip for another level up.
Yep.
And he got put on the promotion list and everything, so... we're waiting to hear back from that.
Yeah, he's doing a damn thing.
That'll put him in another category, getting on up there, doing like
real estate development.
Yeah, real estate development for Quick Trip. So yeah, it'd be big moves there.
Yeah.
So excited for him. I hope he gets it.
That's still not answering the question.
But yeah. No, it feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, ages, we're all going so fast, so it just doesn't even matter about ages. It's just you better do your thing that you need to be doing.
Yeah. It is a blessing, though. It is a blessing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Making it to 25 years of age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bypassing all the scary shit. But, yeah, he's doing really well. So, I'm proud.
I am, too.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that fool.
I'm granted he makes dumb choices and
hey man,
other
listen,
things.
But... Listen, but pretty soon he's going to start falling out of that stage. Because I always said 20s are for fucking up.
Right.
And once he starts getting closer to 30, 29, 30, it's really going to set in. He thinks it is now.
Right.
But it's really going to set in. But I mean, I get it. I mean, and don't think it stops after 30. I still make questionable decisions myself.
I know, we do. Every stage so, we get into.
I'll be like, damn.
We fuck something else up. That's because we don't have nobody teaching us. So
we too old to be taught now. We the teachers. We're the Jedi.
Yeah, we're the teachers because we don't have any teachers. Mm-hmm. So now we got to learn on our own.
Man, a school of hard knocks is how we was raised, man. I mean, that's how we had to come up in the world. It is what it is, but it also gives you an advantage. It gives you a competitive edge out here.
It does. Because I made my future generations.
Especially since we, ahead. Relatively went unscathed as far as the law. Well, not, well, maybe I'm speaking out of my ass on that one. But as far as how things could go and could have gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all there, things considered.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So that's why we are more knowledgeable and more experienced than a lot of parents our age and even older than us. Because they be coming to me with questions. I'm like, dude, you 55. How you not know how to. But then I got to think about it like, well, you know, you was raised with, you know, spoiled and pampered and shit. You didn't have to struggle for nothing, right. You know. And now that your kids is out here acting a damn fool.
Because you taught them the same way.
Spoiled and all that shit. And you wondering why they acting the way they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, shit. Because you didn't give them some of that old school. You got to give them some of that old school. Let them go out there and struggle, man. You got to. Builds character.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps them from asking for money on Cash App every 2 days.
That still happens.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, we are definitely proud of Caleb for doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of all the kids working on getting their shit together.
Yeah.
Definitely working on getting their shit together. I think that's why this accident hurt Kyle even more than anything, because that was one of the things he was complaining about. Is like, it seems like every time something goes good,
right,
something bad happens. Right. And I'm like, son, welcome to the planet. That's everybody on it.
That's right.
Shit, man. That's it. But I also try to remind him and reiterate the fact that when positive things are coming your way, expect for some of the negative to come with it.
Right.
That lets you know you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at it so dismal and so, I mean, shit, I understand it. We all understand it. We all go through periods of that where it's like, okay, shit's going too good. Shit's about to get fucked up some kind of way. What's getting ready to happen?
Right.
Shit's too quiet. It's too smooth. Too Donnie Simpson smooth. Like, what's going on?
But see, and also, just, see, I don't focus on that anymore.
That's because we're older.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to get them to do that. I mean, like, you focus so much on, you know, all these everyday struggles that are just, like, so just mundane. It doesn't even matter, half of them.
Well, when you're at that age and you're still starting out new into life and adulthood and stuff, it does seem like the world is coming crashing down on you. It really does.
I get it.
Especially
yes,
now with inflation. I really do feel for a lot of young people that are trying to get it going out here in life right now, you know, 18 to 25, you know, because shit, man, it's rough out here. Inflation's up, interest rates going up.
I say everybody.
Gas prices is $9, $10 a gallon. Like, it's fucking whack for especially kids right now that's trying to get established.
Right.
And people, not even just kids getting established, like people that had to start over because of the pandemic, the lockdowns and stuff from just 2 years ago. Losing their jobs, and then this is,
The last 3 days, it's just, like, all I've seen is just homeless people or people with backpacks walking.
Or people snapping.
And
snapping under stress, you know, with violence and stuff, too.
I was talking about people being poor and broken and homeless. But, okay, snapping, too, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's with the stress,
No, those are just entitled little shit.
Not that. I'm talking about other instances. I'm not talking about these mass shootings.
But, I mean, any road. I mean, even just today, there was two girls walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
They had two, you know, backpacks. Who knows where they came from?
Yeah.
And it's just like, where are they going? It's just, like, so sad. They wouldn't be in this position because the world is so fucked up in the first place. So, it's just sad.
Yeah, it is. I mean, just from a moral sense, economically speaking, in a lot of different ways, man, it's tough. It is tough on everybody one way or another, for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely for sure. But I do feel especially for the young people, though. that are, you know, it's like, man, this is the part of your life that you're looking, you are always looking kind of forward to and excited to get out here in the world and be an adult. And it's like, shit, man. Just our daughter was just talking about recently. She's in a one bedroom apartment. They talking about upping that rent up, you know. And it's just like, damn, man.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's trying to, she needs a bigger place. And now she's going to get a bigger place when she can't even afford a little place.
Right. With a baby on the way.
Yeah. I'm like, welcome to the world.
Man, yeah. I mean, but it's always been tough one way or another, even when we came up and we became adults and stuff. It was still tough. And there was still shit going on. I mean, the world has its ebbs and flows and cycles that it goes through and repeats of certain things.
But, yeah, it's hard. It was hard back then.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, our minimum wage was $7. It's hard right now because their minimum wage was $7, too.
That's because you wasn't in the hood, I guess, because mine was $5.25. It was $5.25 in the hood, baby.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it and was,
it,
man.
It was not either. Was a set wage for the state of Kansas was $7.25.
Well, I started. Yes, I worked, it was. I was young when I started working.
And they moved that when I was 18. They did not move that until what it was 2021 last year or the year before they moved it up to 14 or whatever they moved 15, it up to.
15 for some places now.
Mm-hmm. Here. I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about everywhere else. Oh, everywhere okay. else well, I'm just saying. Is much better at giving their employees at least a little bit better than here.
Shout out to
have been 725.
Shout out to my family in Illinois, man.
Since the late 1990s. So, yeah, I bet it's very hard for them today at 725.
It's hard at 15.
And not able to pay anything. Kyle couldn't even do it. I'm 14 an hour.
No.
So, there, I mean, it was no way.
And that's in the state of freaking Kansas. Imagine major metropolitan cities.
And it wasn't that
your LA's, your New York's, your Miami's, your right. Houston's, your Chicago's.
And
your,
it's not that... He's not working. He goes to work every day. He gets he a works full hard 40, too. 40 hours a week.
And he works hard.
The problem was you have rent. You have insurance. You have a car payment. You have all this stuff because you have to get to and from work. You have to do this and you have to do that.
Cell phone, internet, utilities.
You have gas. All these things that you have to have.
Mm-hmm. Just to even make it. Just to even survive paycheck to paycheck.
And that takes your completely monthly income.
Yep.
Well, they're like, well, then you can make it. Okay, I'll starve. And then I'm going to have to start walking to work because then I don't got gas money.
And then guess
what?
I
mean, there's all this other stuff.
And if you're walking, you're going to be late. And if the weather sucks, you ain't going to get there. And if you ain't getting there, you're going to get fired from there. Let me do some math real quick. $15 an hour, let's just say on 40 hours a week. Actually, let's go 160 for a month. That's $2,400 for the month.
Right.
That's before taxes. That's just your net. And then go for the whole year, that's under $30,000. That's $28,000 a year. $28,800.
Yeah, but you got to take tax out of that.
And that's with before taxes.
Right. And not insurance.
And the government and has the nerve to say, I can live off of it. I'm like, yeah, man, come on, man. Then a lot of people, I mean, and then I understand this side of it, too, because a lot of people don't want to go back to work. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, what the fuck are you doing and not have to have that luxury and not have to go back to work? I'm doing something wrong.
Right. I can't figure it out.
Like, man, don't want to do certain jobs and stuff. And one thing I try to tell the kids is don't think any job is beneath you. Getting money right now is getting money right now.
Yep. Money is just money.
Shit.
I worked a regular job just so I can pay taxes. And then I worked all the side jobs so I could pay all the bills and food on the table. There would be no way I could do it without that.
There for the longest, for a while, for me, I always worked at least two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I had to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had to work two jobs, man. Shit, she was rough out there.
And paying daycare on top of that, so that never, you know, I had to work for that, so that had to come out of the side jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make sure that those were done.
Selling weed.
No, that was a mafia.
with your black ass. You just so hood.
I was still a baby then.
Yeah, You wasn't that much of a baby. You was out here slanging dope. Statutes of limitations.
Yes, it is. I was 18. Seriously. It was 18, 19. 20.
30.
No.
35.
21. No, 21 I stopped smoking weed.
40.
When I left.
45. 50.
I am not even fucking 50.
I know,
fuck
honey.
You. I'm just... You are tripping over there.
Oh, baby, you ain't 50. There. What?
None.
Just throwing some comic relief in this. Jeez.
Jeez, Louise. Come on now.
You weren't being serious on this one.
I'm not being serious.
Yeah, man. But it's, I mean, shit. Unfortunately, there ain't gonna be any solutions in sight for a while.
No. Sadly, no. So if you need food, develop
your own solutions. That's one of the things
we do. I got some peppers and tomato plants for free.
Yeah, that's what the one thing we do preach. We've been talking about on the podcast for the last 2-3 years, man. Learn how to at least grow your own food during certain circumstances, certain instances. Because you never know. Shit, you walk through that grocery, go through the grocery store right now. That shit is crazy, man. I'm like, how much for that? I guess we ain't eating that no more. These motherfuckers better quit coming over here thinking we gonna be cooking dinner for 9 people every evening.
It's very hard.
Man, shit.
It's getting expensive.
It's fucked up out here, man.
It is very fucked up.
What would you do, honey, when you run for president in a couple years?
How are we going to fix this? You were.
How are we going to fix this? They don't want me running for president. It was kind of funny. A discussion came up the other day. It's like, who's going to run against Joe Biden in 2024? And I brought up Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I said, I just want to see. I mean, I don't take it that serious. But if he were to run, I can't wait for the simple fact that I think some of the shit that he would say would be fucking hilarious. All the shit talking he can do. Man, all he got to do is get back into the Rock character when he was wrestling. He'd be talking all kind of shit. It doesn't matter what your name is. You know, all that shit he used to say. Rudy Poo, candy ass. Shut up, bitch. Oh, man. But yeah, man, just keep your head up out here, ladies and gentlemen. Keep on rocking. Keep on doing the best you can, man. That's what we doing too, man. We ain't shit. We all in the same boat called Planet Earth.
Yeah.
All in the same fucking boat, man. Just keep on doing what you can do.
Find your happy place.
Man, I know that's hard some days. Because some days I be wanting to punch people in the throat still.
Go to your happy place.
Like yesterday.
Go to your happy place.
I left a note at work that said, no shit. That would have landed me in HR. Huh, imagine that, right? Me and HR.
Yeah.
Nah. I ended up taking it down. My boss, I left a note up for certain individuals that needed to be addressed at my occupation. And my boss told me to take it down. So I did, like 4.5 hours later. After he asked me to.
Make sure everybody else saw it, too.
Oh, it's still up there. It's just in a different spot. You just don't know it. Jesus. Yes, indeed. Hey, man, sometimes you got to let motherfuckers know, too, man. Don't be afraid, ladies and gentlemen, to let people know to get their shit together or get the hell out your face, man. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if they energy-sucking vampires, man. Get them motherfuckers out your life.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out of there. You got to go, ho. Like, all that shit.
To go.
I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Especially with the current conditions right now, it's easy to fall into that negativity and being, you know, Debbie Downer and all this other shit. Like, man, I'm trying to maintain as much positivity as I can because we all under a lot of the same stresses. And the last thing I need is to hear somebody whining, bitching, complaining, or thinking they're going to talk crazy to me because that's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Sorry. Not sorry. And that goes for not only me, but my family and my loved ones. Mm-hmm. And we ain't playing that shit, man. Get up out of here. And if you are the Debbie Downer and the negative one, man, find something to smile about every day. Smoke you a bowl. Find you something that'll keep you occupied from some of that shit.
Yeah.
Because I get it. Some days be easier than others, man. I mean, exactly one. I mean, not. I mean, I know this sounds contradictory when I say I want to throat punch somebody, but it's for good reason.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm serious. It's for justice. Yeah, I sound real good on my presidential campaign run, don't I?
Throat punching for justice. Yeah,
throat punching for justice. I like it.
Okay.
What? I think that's hazard. What?
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
That's it. I'm we're printing some hats, damn it. We're printing some hats. Throat punch for justice. That's what's gonna be. Yep, that's it.
That's it.
I think that's what's. I think I'm gonna. I'm gonna roll with that.
We can roll.
Yours is off with their heads. So
yeah.
Well, babe, tell everybody what we got coming up. We got an event coming up here pretty soon. They moved it to July 24th. Mm-hmm. Okay, July 24th. It's a Sunday. Yay. If you are here local.
Yes, Sunday, July 24th.
If you want to get some plants, some house plants, some salves.
Yeah, they'll have lots of stuff there. There's going to be music.
Tinctures, if you want to get some food.
There's going to be bands playing.
Yeah, man.
There's going to be lots of food trucks. There's going to be a lot of vendors.
Yep. So yeah. If you want to get out the house, bring your kids out the house, bring your spouses out the house, mm-hmm. your significant others out the house, whatever you way you rock through this existence, come through and holler at Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Yeah, we will be there.
Yes, we will be.
Yay.
You know what's been fun about it?
What?
Is seeing all the different eclectic styles of people.
I know.
All the different styles of people, man.
Everybody's different.
Yeah. I think it's fun. I like watching the diversity of everybody. Yeah.
Their own way about them and their own style and their own, I don't know, their own spirit about them.
Yeah, I just love seeing the diversity, especially in those type of, you know, not necessarily plant communities, but mm-hmm. just, I like seeing the diversity mm-hmm. of all the different people and stuff like that.
Yeah, and their ideas and their art, and it's just really neat.
Yeah, it is cool. Mm-hmm. And you do meet some cool people and have some conversations with some cool people, too.
Very nice.
A lot of y'all weird. I ain't going to keep it.
Just a little. Kind of scary.
I like some of that weird shit, though. That's just me, though. I mean, but shit, I always got, you know, my third eye open, though. I'm always, you know, somebody need to get throat punched.
My thing is,
you know what I'm saying?
These people are also touchy, and I'm just very inverted on that aspect. I don't like to be touched. No, yeah. It just makes like hugging very awkward, and just those people just hi and grab you, and you're just like, yeah,
like you're just long lost, yeah, for friends and stuff. Yeah,
I don't know you. So yeah, that gets kind of this awkward.
Yeah, man. The last event that we had, it was fun seeing a lot of the diversity out there, mm-hmm. though. And man, Gina almost lost her man.
I did.
You almost lost me, baby.
I did. It was great. I thought he was going to eat him up and swallow him.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm irresistible. I can't help that. I told y'all that while underneath our booth.
Oh, it was crazy too, because he was with his wife and had his baby in his hands. He was gonna take them both
and saw me and just melted.
He did.
His heart melted for Sife over here.
I about died.
I thought it was funny as hell.
Sife about came unglued, got out of her seat. I'm like, oh.
What you gonna do? You gonna get mad at this brother for looking me up and down like I'm a snack? I mean, and then when he walked away, Janae didn't think I picked up on it. I'm like, of course I fucking did. This brother looking at me, licking his lips like, I'm like, shit. And then that's why I was like, he don't want me. He can't handle me.
Zanae hit me. Mom, you see that? I'm dying laughing.
Only thing I was laughing about is how he was dressed. I'm like, fam, come on, fam. I mean, your shorts is higher than my woman's right now. Like, bruh. Like, oh, shit. Shout out to that brother, man. Yeah. I ain't mad at him.
You keep rocking you.
Yeah, man. Shit, I ain't mad at people shooting their shot, man. It is what it is. I don't give no fucks. I don't care. But, yeah, but it was funny, though. But it, we met a lot of cool people. I ran into some people I knew, too. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know. You know, it's like, oh, man, we didn't know you was into this type of stuff. I was like, man, I am a man of a lot of mysterious. I got a lot of mysticism to me. I really do. And people that listen to the podcast think they know, but they really still don't be knowing a lot of the stuff that I be into, man.
Yeah, you do lots of things.
I do, man. Mm-hmm. I'm a renaissance man.
We're like...
I'm the most interesting brother in the world.
I know. We have so many likes and things that we just...
We have a lot of skills and talents, too, that a lot of people, you know, get shocked by when they find out. They're like, what? Like, you could do that? Like, yeah, man.
I think it's just because I loved learning new things. I didn't care if I got fired from a place or not.
Yeah.
I got to go learn something new somewhere else. So I'm like, you know what that sounds? I always loved, no, I mean, people's like, did you have a job you hated? And I'm like, no. Because I was always learning something I had bad days where, you know, like, full moon, the residents are running around naked and, you know, shitting everywhere. You know, things like that. Yeah, bad days. But, you know, as far as no, I got to learn something. I got to do something. I got to, you know, progress. I got to do something. So, no, I've never really had a job that I never liked.
That is spoken like a true entrepreneur. Is your entrepreneurial spirit right there. That is spoken like a true entrepreneur, for real. Yeah, man, them full moons in the clinic and shit. I mean, I get it, man.
Old man
Johnson
sometimes.
Is pulling out his Johnson and stroking it over Miss Maggie down the hall, you know.
Mind you, this was a dementia unit, so.
Man, lucky for you, because I know I've had jobs I said, fuck this shit. This shit fucking sucks. Fuck that shit. I've had some jobs where I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Why am I here?
I've never said that.
I have.
I mean, down to selling, you know, working at a smoke shop.
Fuck, man.
I mean, I loved it. I love learning, you know, the different cigarette makers and the different cigarettes and, you know, what all
tobaccos
they did.
And all that,
you know.
Yeah.
I just love learning. I love the business aspect of it. So I love learning that so I could, you know, do what I did. And then even like Montgomery Ward's, I love.
Shout out to Wichita listeners that remember that store.
I loved working with the clothes and learning, you know, how different clothes for, you know, different makers and how they were made. And
low key.
If they were made too big or too, you know, too small, or it's just ugly. You know, just things like that. I always loved it. And then
low key, the ladies business and gentlemen, aspect as a quick of side it, note, Gina put
I
Montgomery Ward single handedly out of business.
I did not. But that goes back to I love the business aspect of it and loved how you could fuck things over. And, you know, so instead of fucking the community over, I helped the community, you know, fuck Montgomery Ward's over just a little bit.
The motherfuckers, you know, went out of business because of you.
They did not.
You done bankrupt the fuck out of them.
I did not.
See, Gina's a true entrepreneur, y'all.
Yes, I find ways. And that's why, you know, some places I could not work at. I never worked fast food, and that was because I would probably eat all the food.
I did once.
So I never did.
That was one of my very first jobs. That was a fun job, though. I did work around. This is in the past, but I did work around all my homies, man.
We did.
We did, man. We ran that motherfucking joint, man.
See, I couldn't
we did,
do fast food because
we was all in high school together.
I would just eat the food, and it was just. it'd be not good for me. And I knew it wouldn't be. So I never did fast food and probably throw pickles at people.
The thing that sucked about it, though, man, was like, yeah, coming home with that grease all in your pores and in your clothes and shit. Yeah, that shit was whack, man. But
I never wanted to work for the police station or the police.
Fuck the police.
Because I would probably find a way to help the community get back at the police. So, so yeah, I wouldn't. That wouldn't have been a good job for me.
I don't have the patience.
Oh, I got a lot for of
people.
Patience.
No, I don't have the patience for people. Oh, I could never be in. I could never be in law enforcement. I could never do it.
If you want to come talk to patience. Me, and you are just so mad about something, I can help you. Just give me the details. I can help you.
Man, I couldn't do that, man. And that's why I'm like, I have no desire to even be in positions of it, because I have even tried this in the past, too, of being in management positions and stuff. Like, I just don't have the patience. But the funny thing is, people loved me when I was in those positions. Mm-hmm. But I hated the shit. It wasn't so much the people that I was, you know, managing or supervising. It was the other management. And the upper management. And I can't play that. I can't play those office politic games and all that other backstabbing, cutthroat type shit. Because I'm going to want to throat punch a bitch. And I can't do that. I can't do that at the job, honey. I just can't do that. So that's what, like, I ain't got the patience for all these. And going to dinners and all this stuff. I'm like, man, I don't even like you. Just because I work for you don't mean I want to go play golf with you. I don't want to do none of that shit.
Yeah.
I want to go home and smoke weed and hope I don't get drug tested. Fuck out my face, Bob.
Nice.
What? But yeah, man, I've had some jobs where I was like, man, this shit is fucking terrible. So shout out to you guys that are working a job right now that fucking sucks. But given the current conditions and the circumstances that we are living in right now, I mean, I understand you got to maintain what you got right now. Got to maintain what you got. Baby's got to eat, man.
Yeah.
Right, Janae?
Yep.
They got to eat. Everybody got to eat.
They're still hungry.
Yeah, man. All right, baby. Is there anything you want to tell everybody before we conclude this episode? We may hit y'all with a surprise bonus episode, too. Just stay tuned.
Keep grinding.
Keep grinding what? Weed?
Yeah.
Oh. At life?
Yeah. Just keep grinding.
At things that maybe...
Keep going.
Yeah, man. You got to keep pushing through.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing through is easier said than done, man. And I always kind of have to remind myself of that sometimes, too. It's like, hey, bro, you've been through a lot worse. Right. And you made it out. Don't know how sometimes, but made it out.
Yep. I see. I don't know if it's this brain fog that I have or not, but every day I wake up and it's a brand new day. I don't remember what happened the day before, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do today, so let's just kick it off great. See? That's just what happens.
Test the stash. That's what
take me to
Groundhog
get
Day ass Bill Murray in over here and shit.
Every day.
Oh, shit. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to us, and thank you for checking us out. Thank you to some of you guys that have reached out to us to make sure everything was all right. We are good. We're doing all right. We're doing the best we can, just like each and every one of you guys. Make sure you check us out in the description of the podcast, wherever you listen, and we appreciate every single one of you guys. Continue to stay
high and right
and positive vibes as always. Find always. Something, one thing at least to smile about every day.
Yes.
And what else?
I don't know. Don't throat punch people.
Why you gotta put me? Unless they need it. All right, everybody. Thank you for checking us out, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.